is a subdivision, 2022-19, Gray Rock Preserve.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-19 for Gray Rock Preserve based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low-density area of the 2019 Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 94 lots on 47.48 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, this subdivision is in the vicinity of other single-family subdivisions, including Iron Hook Harbor, which was approved as a GR zone subdivision in June of this year with 165 lots. Other developments include County Seat Gardens, Red and Wood, the Vines of Sand Hill, and Sand Hill Acres. This subdivision is also near the elementary school campus of Sussex Academy. Four, there are no state or federal jurisdictional wetlands that exist on this property. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, a portion of the property is located within an excellent groundwater recharge potential area. However, the total impervious cover in that area will be less than the threshold of 35% required by Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Seven, DLDOT has determined that this subdivision will have a minor impact upon area roadways. In addition, the subdivision will comply with all DLDOT requirements, including the payment of an area-wide study fee, area-wide study fee, possible improvements to Wilson Hill Road and other entrance improvements. Eight, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Nine, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which are superior to that of a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space and buffers as it complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code as follows. A, the cluster design permits greater tree preservation than would occur with a standard subdivision design with approximately 16.9 acres or 42% of the forested areas remaining undisturbed. B, the cluster design includes approximately 25.11 total acres of open space or 53% of the site. This significantly exceeds the 30% minimum required by code. C, the large open space area can benefit the environment by maintaining a habitat for wildlife and naturally filtering the stormwater and roadway runoff. D, the cluster design will result in less mass grading of the entire property than would occur with a standard subdivision with lots spread across the entire tract. E, the overall design was substantially modified based on the preliminary agency comments to eliminate lots within the northwest corner of the property so that there is no interruption of the existing forest in that area. 10, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan and that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare to the county. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 94 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the final site plan and recorded declaration shall state that agricultural and hunting activities exist on nearby properties. The agricultural use protection notice and a similar notice about hunting activities shall be included in these recorded documents as well. D, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 25.11 total acres or 53% of the total site of the site shall remain as open space. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. F, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision in accordance with the section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit buffer of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of the disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance roadway improvement requirements. H, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. J, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer. K, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. M, construction, site work, and delivery shall occur only on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. N, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, there shall be on-site active and passive amenities, including walking trails and children's play equipment. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by Section 99-21E of the Subdivision Code. P, there shall be at least 16.9 acres of the existing forest preserved within the development. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and all the forest areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. R, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. S, the recorded declaration and final site plan shall be provided, shall provide that the Homeowners Association shall be solely responsible for the application of all fertilizer and similar chemicals or additives throughout the entire subdivision using best management practices. L, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
Before we do, I think there was one additional condition that Ms. Wingate, you wanted to add that I don't think got read into the motion, and that would be a new condition, I guess T, the previous condition T down to U, and that would be, condition T would be the applicant shall install signs measuring at least 8 inches by 10 inches at the interior edge of the vegetated or forested buffer and along the undisturbed forested areas every 300 feet as measured linearly along the edge of those areas. The signs shall make it clear that these areas are not to be disturbed, mowed, or sprayed. The Homeowners Association shall be responsible for maintaining, repairing, or replacing the signs as necessary. The design and location of the signs shall be shown on the final site plan.
Thank you. That completes my motion.
I second it as revised.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-19, Gray Rock Preserve, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
I vote aye for reasons and conditions stated with revisions.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.